You are now listening to a Bush Different podcast.
Word FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Let us give thanks unto the Lord, for his goodness endureth forever. His grace and mercy is available throughout all generations. Good morning. Welcome to the gospel. My name is Jonathan Olsen. It is sure good to be with you this morning. It has been a while since we've been together, and it's just gone 4 minutes after seven on this Sunday morning. So yeah, let us praise the Lord together wherever you are. Find your link. Amen. Tune in to the Spirit, and then let us move. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Glory to God, the only wise God.
PFM Events. Simply exceptional. We plan a variety of events for a wide variety of clients, from large corporate companies to bespoke individual private events. Make sure to visit our Facebook page, TFM Events. You can also contact us on 074-108-9279 or alternatively contact us on 073-303-5005. For a truly bespoke and personal service, TFM Events. Simply exceptional.
Well, good morning, family. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that I greet you all. Thank you for choosing us on Poort FM with the gospel. Before us now, we had Lady A, as she says, the phenomenal, the beauty, the gorgeous herself. Lady A, God bless you. Once again, a fiery show there with woman essence. We are back now this morning, amen, myself and also my dear co-host, Sister Livo. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, all you listeners and all the Poortkies. I'm doing just very well. Thanking yourself, Master Jonathan.
We good. By the grace of God, we are good. Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. If we are good, it's by the grace of God this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for a phenomenal show last week with the tribute to Pastor Fredericks.
Wow, that was awesome, hey? Thank you so much.
It was an honor. Please tell me more. Tell me, how was the experience?
Wow, it was actually very amazing. I had a few phenomenal women on the show. Sister Sylvie, Sister Cheryl, and also Sister Caroline.
Yes.
You know, we have walking the path with Bishop Fredericks for very long, many years. Yes. We had our own experience, and everyone had shared what awesomeness and what man, mighty man of God he was.
Fantastic.
It was so amazing.
Oh, fantastic. So yes, family, I am aware that there was a tribute last week. But here I'm going to apply a little bit of bias. I'm sorry that I missed out last week. I could only tune in, and then I was driving on the N4, so the connectivity was terrible. Eventually, I just got frustrated, and I just switched off.
I can imagine.
Yeah, because I wanted so much to be part of the discussion, but I missed out on it. So, behold, here we are today with, let's call it part two.
Oh, yes.
2.0.
I'm so excited.
So, yeah, this morning we're expecting a couple of guys to come in once again within the fraternity of the ALM movement. And then also, the fraternal will be joining us today. And I thought how apt it would be, kan ek my Engels praat mense, ek hoop julle is okay met dit. How apt it should be to have the fraternal also give their view, seeing that the man of God was the chairperson of the fraternal. It's not the first time that he's been the chairperson. And for me, yeah, I've walked a very, very close path with him. More than just church.
Yeah.
You know, personally, we've known each other and I've come to love him so much. It's difficult if you know the man to not love him. So I thought, yeah, I'd like to also do my bit. And ek wil ook my seën wense uitspreek. And I also want to recall and celebrate the life of the bishop. So yeah, this morning's entire show is dedicated to the life of Bishop Ivan Fredericks this morning. So if you have a contribution to make, You're very welcome to do so. Please send us a WhatsApp on 064-119-6071. We would like to have it as interactive as possible. So I'm having the fraternal members coming in. They should be here in the next 20 minutes or so. And then after that, around 8 o'clock or so, we'll have some of the ALM members here.
Awesome.
You say you've worked with him, with Pastor Fredericks?
No, actually, I started church I think it was 2017. Yes, and so when I was actually invited, you know, by Pastor Brian Codges.
Okay.
So I started there visiting, and afterwards, and then Bishop had approached me and he said to me, "Sister, you need to do something in the church." And I was like, "What do you like?" And I said, "You know, like, Pastor, I have a passion with children. Yeah. I love to work with children." And he said to me, "Then you need to go to the Sunday school."
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first point ever when I started with ALM Ministries, which was in 2017. And I must say it was a very long walk with them, being there for 5 years in children ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really awesome. And, you know, when Pastor put you to something, believe me, he needed to be done.
Amen.
And that is what I like about him. And
yes.
Another thing also, which also I did like being in ALM Ministries, was the evangelism. When we had to go to Upington and Cape Town, you know, when we step out on ground there, we were fully prepared, and it was just awesome working with him, you know. Also with the other members of ALM Ministries.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Awesome people, really.
Look, I've had the privilege also at his insistence and persistence that I traveled with them one Easter weekend. They used to use that Easter weekend to travel to Port Elizabeth, Cape Town,
yes.
All over South Africa, in fact.
Yeah.
And he strong-armed me into coming with them the once. So, but I'm telling you, I am so grateful that he strong-armed me. Ek sê jou, ek het by niemand anders so baie geleer oor uitreikdienste as by Pastor Ivan Fredericks nie. So vir my is hy nie net 'n pa in die evangelie nie. Hy en my pa was at some point baie, baie close vriende gewees. En dis waar my liefde vir hom begin groei het.
Wow.
So waar ek so bietjie jaloers is dat hulle twee nou gereunite is.
Ja.
En ek is nou hier agtergelaat, want jy weet, somtyd sit die mense en luister na die twee ouens en die wysheid wat daar uitkom.
Omtrent,
goodness me, it was just amazing. So yeah, today is all about Bishop Ivan Fredericks. I think we haven't covered all the angles yet. I got the gist of last week, and there was much more personalized experiences.
Yes, it was.
So what I'd like to do this week is focus on what he done in the community, and we'll even take out some psychological advantages that we might gain by following or emulating the example that he set. So yeah, please, 064-119-6074. That's where you can engage us and also say your say. So naturally we will not have the triple play today because we are having more of a discussion today. And look, man, I urge every Christian, because I think we've missed the plot. We've focused on so many other things. Who was I listening to? I think it might have been Paul Washer, I'm not sure. But somebody says we focus on the colors of the curtains in church.
Really?
We focus on the paint. We focus on the kind of carpet. We focus on the instruments. We focus on the media. And we who's it going to be for if we're not going out to reach the lost?
Yeah.
You know, I was at church 2 weeks ago listening to my pastor preach. And he says the point of coming to church is to be equipped.
Yes.
You know, we are spiritual beings in natural bodies with natural surroundings. So you are being equipped to use your spiritual advantage in the natural surroundings.
Yes.
So you go to church to be equipped.
Yes.
But if we are equipped and we just meet each other again next week Sunday with the equipment, I'm saying that in inverted commas, if we meet each other in church on Sunday again just to raise our hands and jump around and now and then cry if we are sincere enough, we're missing the point here. We are empowered to empower others.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
that's what my pastor said 2 weeks ago, and this has been the life of Bishop Ivan Fredericks. So yeah, daar's nie veel wat ek julle kan sê wat julle nie alreeds weet nie.
Yeah.
But what I'd like for you to give me is your observational experiences with the man. nie noodwendig waar hy met jou gepraat het vir 4 or 5 ure in die lang trips waar jy gery het nie. But what you've observed about the man. You see, Jesus, I think it is in, might be Acts 1 verse 1, where Luke writes to Theophilus, right? And then he says the things that Jesus, I think both did and taught. Let me just get that scripture up quickly if my electronic Bible wants to work with me.
Sometimes it's the network.
Yeah.
It's struggling there with network sometimes.
It is. There we go. So Acts 1 verse 1, I'm reading from King James Version. If you're okay with that, I learn English from here. The former treatise or breakdown that I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. It's not just about teaching. You do and teach. And I remember Jesus says to the disciples, I give you power. Go.
Yes.
Heal the sick. Raise the dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
We are empowered to go.
Yes. We have to. I also have a scripture here this morning, dearly beloved listeners. It is from Corinthians 8:7-8. We ought to give out of a willing heart and softened by the reality that we have and we may all have in Jesus' name. So ponder on the scripture, Corinthians 8, verse 7 to 8, giving grace, an act of grace, actually.
Oh, bless the Lord. All right, fam, so it's just gone after 7:15. I am going to play a song that I think is most befitting to the movement of ALEM and Pastor Fredericks.
We make it our business to mind your business. Apex Business Solutions. Imagine your employee not pitching for work because their lion was sick. We won't take that lion down. Speak to us today to liberate your team to do the things that matter the most. Apex Business Solutions, the pinnacle of HR solutions. Contact us at 012-940-1628 for your HR solutions.
Yo Kasi, yo Stasi.
All right, that is the legendary, unmatched Andre Crouch with Jesus is the answer. And it is one of the names that I heard most mentioned by the bishop. So, fam, it's just about after 7:20. We have some of the fraternal members arriving, and we'll obviously accommodate them in a few minutes. We kyk hierso, daar's trappe. Ons kan nie die lift opkom, want die lift is aan die ander kant. So as jy die screening forum voltooi, dan moet jy met die trappe opkom. En die mense is nog nie so jong soos ekkie. So I want to give them time to catch their breath. And then I'm going to play Patrick Duncan with I Press Toward the Mark. Patrick Duncan quoting that scripture where Paul says, forgetting the things that are behind me, I press on. So here's Patrick Duncan with I Press.
With FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Poort FM, it's our business to mind your business. Here's to the car dealership, the mechanic, the baker, the beautician, the hairdresser, the funeral parlor, the doctor and the pharmacy, the electrician, the builder, the plumber, the retailer and the boutique owner. In general, the small to medium business owner. Poort FM salutes businesses that help build our community. Why not make it our business to mind your business and make sure that your business continues to grow? To advertise on Poort FM, contact the sales manager on 065-271-7758 or simply email us info@poortfmradio.com.
Well, bless the Lord, forgetting those things that are behind us, we press on toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. So, yeah, you are tuned in to the gospel. Apologies there. You are tuned into the gospel on Poort FM, your Kasi's favorite stasi. It is mighty good to be with you this morning, and we are celebrating the life of the man, of the legendary Bishop Ivan Fredericks. And he was a legend while he was alive as well. I always worry that we have to wait until people die before we call them legends. But here we can honestly say we had a legend in our midst. So it is my honor this morning to have two representatives of the Easterist Ministers Fraternal, of whom Pastor Ivan Fredericks went out as the chairperson there. So I think that is ending on a high, if I've ever seen it. So God bless you. And I have with me the acting chair, Reverend Gavin Felix. This is no stranger to the community. As nie iemand wat ons net van per ongeluk van hoor nie. Godsman, we acknowledge you, ons erken u vanoggend in die hoedanigheid as 'n werker in die gemeenskap. Ons waardeer u, baie dankie dat u hier is.
Baie dankie, Jonathan. Het is meer voorrecht om volgens saam met julle te wees.
Ah, fantastisch, amen. Fantastisch. So Reverend Gavin Felix van die Methodiste Kerk is saam met ons vanoggend. En ook Pastor Eugene Olifant, Senior Pastor at House of Grace Ministries. Amen, Pastor. It is so awesome to have you again. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Morning, Minister John. Morning to your co-host, even the listeners. And I'm sure we will have a blessed time reminiscing on the life of our late Bishop Ivan Fredericks.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. So family, we want to make it a bit interactive. And as I said, you can send your WhatsApps to 064-119-6071. We'd love to have your inputs and thoughts as well. But yeah, let's kick off. Kom ons skop af. Ons gaan hom sommer so tussen Engels en Afrikaans, want we have a mixed audience, so we try to accommodate everybody. But before we give Rev Felix the last word, let's just talk about the man. And I really, as I said to the listeners earlier on to the Poorties, my interest is in trying to find what you think in your observation. Individual observation as fraternal members, what do you think has been the impact? Twofold is the question. What has been the impact of Bishop Fredericks on yourself as a servant of God, as a worker in the community, and also as a fraternal member? So just maybe a couple of highlights, of what you took from the man. Pastor Olifant, can we start with you?
Oh, thanks for the opportunity, Jonah. I would say, Minister John, the thing that stood out for me mostly, and that when I saw it and learned it from him, although he might have not known, I've noticed it, or maybe he did, but is the fact that the way the man was able to carry different hats, mm-hmm. but still very well. For example, I'm hearing now you are referring to him, and which we all know, we've always referred to him as Bishop Ivan, although he did the work of evangelist. Mm-hmm. But he also do the work as an apostle because he have pastors that he oversee. Uh-huh. He was also the chairman of the biggest union in South Africa in the government, PSA, which I'm a proud member of. Uh-huh. So he was a comrade, but he was also a pastor. So yes, he have carried the different heads, and then even the leader of the chairman of the fraternal. Mm-hmm. So he have carried the different heads, but he have carried it very well. Right. When he was at the fraternal, he would speak as a fellow laborer. Although I remember the one time I've saw him, well, maybe not angry, but disappointed, in the one meeting with EXCO, and I've realized he is a true leader because he addressed the issue without addressing the person or without, playing the ball without playing the man.
I love that.
And that is the thing that I've learned from him or that I've noticed and I try to apply in my life. Because as a pastor, you're a father, but you're also a worker, you're a husband, you're an uncle. And so you have different heads that you must carry. And even if one look at his social media pages, you would see he found a balance. You have pictures where he was doing outreach, but then you have also pictures with his family.
Yes.
When they were twaying. So, as I said, I think in a nutshell what I'm saying is he have carried his different heads, but so perfectly. I almost want to say, and I'll prove it if I have a chance later, or I can do that. He was a good man. And I can show it out of the Bible.
All right.
the Bible teaches us in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 1, from the, and I'm reading from the NLT. It says, good people passed away, the godly often die before their time. Mm-hmm. I said, but no one seems to care or wonder why. No one seems to understand that God is protecting them from evil to come.
Sure.
There's evil to come. Uh-huh. And the Lord have allowed Bishop Ivan to pass away early because he was a good man.
Wow.
That's in a nutshell. I can speak forever, but I think that would be the best tribute. If I have to give him one, that would be that. He has made an impact in my life. To told me to carry different heads with confidence. Impacting the community, I mean, I think he's well known for that. If you hear every Sunday somewhere noise, you know Aylem is somewhere having open air. So I believe that's the impact he has made in the community.
Bless the Lord. Thanks, Pastor Gino. That's just fantastic. Indeed, carry different hats, but carry all of them at 100% of your ability and capacity. I love it. I love it. Amen. Rev Felix. Godsman. I get baie, baie liefde and respect for you. And that is for me a eer vanmorgen om hierdie onderhoud met u te voer. So over to you, sir.
It's a bit zwaar zak volgend, nee?
That is, Bishop.
Wat zijn mens van so leer? Kijk, ik denk sy leeser was gewees. For me to live is Christ.
Sure.
Yeah.
And die again.
Sure.
Ik heb nog nooit een godsman gezien met zoveel passie nie.
Amen, right.
So asof daar fysische contract geteken was door hom en God. En dat hy nie een zondag moet mis nie. Wat betref outreach nie.
Sure,
hy het nie gehou van om te idle nie. En I remember every time when there's an outreach, he would call me and say, I want you there, man. Want ons jeg moest ons so lekker.
Ja.
And I remember one day I said to him, you know what, Pastor Ivan, your calling is evangelism.
Yes.
And I hold you in high regard for that. Because even today with all the challenges we, even as leaders, tend to give up at times. But he persevered.
Sure.
You know, when I listen to the tributes paid, and just one, Ivan, I believe, was from a very young age, according to the tributes, working for Jesus. And what was so nice and funny about it, at a very young age, I think an old lady called him to pray for her. And I found this very profound.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And he went and he prayed for this old lady. But then she had, praise the Lord, liquor. Mm-hmm. On the cupboard. And Pastor Frederick said to me, you know what, you are healed now. So you don't need this medicine anymore. And his sister said that it was the last that the people asked him to pray for him. So for me, it's so evident that his ministry started at a very young age, I think at the age of 5.
Sure.
And also learned that from a very young age, he was preaching already, man. He was shaking foundations at a young age.
Wow.
Because he knew the one who has called him.
Yeah.
Has called him for serious business. And so it's very sad to pay tribute to him this morning. Jonathan, when I send him WhatsApps, and there's no response, and the one day I sent him a WhatsApp, and gee whiz, when I opened my WhatsApps, I saw a response from him. And I immediately put it on the group, on the fraternal group. And I said, wow, God is great, man. And we were so hopeful that, yes, he's coming back, man. Because he had a vision. This time around, when he came back as chairperson of the fraternity, he came back with a vision, a clear vision. As where we would want to see the fraternal in this community. He's a community person.
Yes.
And I think with his experience from the PSA, this time, he was really fully prepared to shake Esther's for Jesus. And for that, we will forever remember him. I agree with you. It's only when someone leaves us when we realize the values of that person. So when I look at this, at Pastor Frederick's man, the Easter has not made him what he is and was.
I come so
he came.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with a clear mandate from the one who has called him.
My goodness.
And I believe that many people who has encountered with him will carry on with his legacy.
Oh, fantastic.
In whatever way they will.
Fantastic.
Thank you, my brother.
Ah, thank you, Bishop. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful, Reverend Felix and Pastor Eugene Oliphant with me now. Outside I have another couple of pastors, and we are celebrating the life, but you know, when you think of the impact, from time to time one can on skanbiki bevoorraad. In jy weet, in oomblikke soos hierdie, sê Paulus, hy sê die Here sê, my strength is made perfect in weakness. En dit is dan net die Here se krag wat 'n mens kan laat staande bly. So ja, we ons kan nou regtig nie geheime van die fraternal vra hierso nie. So I'm not going to ask what's the way forward. You know, but what I would like to know, just as a broad overview. The vision that Bishop Fredericks had, I'm assuming it had something to do with outreach.
Yes, outreach is one of them, and also to promote the fraternal within the community.
In terms of awareness?
Awareness. People must know about the fraternal, okay. And people must know what we stand for. And obvious to be more, like a more professional body.
Okay.
You know, the fraternal is ever-growing. And I think he was just there to take us to the next level.
All right.
And we had sessions, we had work groups working on those visions. And that will carry on as we talk now.
Ah, bless the Lord. I love that, Reverend. This is actually what I wanted to know. And you said exactly those words. It will carry on.
Yes.
And I think that is the most fitting tribute if we say that the man has worked and meant something. God bless you. That is Acting Chair Reverend Gavin Felix and Pastor Eugene Oliphant with us. I'm so sorry. My idea was, nee, jylle ken die mics deel, soos jylle kom van een huishouding af en so aan. Ek weet nog nie. Hy man het langs aan hy vrou geslap, maar hy kom hier in saam met hom in 'n masker.
Heel nag.
So ek weet nie.
Maar ons dom hier sommer.
As bietjie laat nou.
En as dit so is, as dit soos hy is, dan moet die mense enige man bestraf, man. Jongens, jy moet met my vrou bly, jong.
Die pastore Matthys het nou hier ingestap. So verby se mense het toe nie verby gehou nie, hulle het ingekom vanmôre. Dis baie baie lieflik om u te hê vanmôre, die Matthys gesin, die Matthys egpaar, die Matthys evangelie egpaar. Pastor Jackie, Pastor Danny, baie baie dankie dat u hier is. Ek wil dit eintlik so meer, ek wil dit so interaktief gehad het, but okay, it didn't work out that way. Ek wou gehad ons moet so om 'n mic staan en iemand staan terug en iemand kom vorentoe. But be there as it may, want voor in die volgende 18 minute kom die ILM span in, so ek is baie jammer dat ons nou so moet haas, maar ek wil graag gou 'n boodskap lees wat iemand gestuur het. Dankie weer eens, thank you so much family for your interactions. We do not take it for granted. And especially I think as jy kan 'n pluimpie gee. You know, it's just amazing to me that we can criticize publicly, but we don't want to commend publicly. You know what I'm saying? It's so makkelijk. Word of mouth, as a dienstverskaffer jou nie lekker sit nie, hello Peter, of wat ook al jy gaan om te gaan complain. Maar vir goeie diens, doen ons hier dieselfde ding nie. And I think the same applies here in terms of public acknowledgement, you know. So anyway, kom ons Kubitait uit sê die skrif. Morning, Brujay. Serving under Bishop, he was quite clear. The church building's walls have become too high and unapproachable. Ooh. Okay, dankie vir die vermaning. Dit is Pastor Johnson. Ek dink hy is aan die Noordkaap iewers. So, heatstroke maak die ouens die Paulus evangelie gee. Kom les, Pastor Johnson. May God help us to break down those walls and become a bit more accessible. Pastor Danny, Pastor Jackie, please give us your observational engagements with Pastor Fredericks. I'm gonna, daar's te veel wat 'n mens kan sê. But you know, maybe just give me a highlight of what nie wat hy noodwendig aktief vir u hulle geleer het of gewys het nie. 'N ding wat julle ewe net in observation opgemerk het. Met of sonder sy kennis. We would really appreciate that because it speaks to the character of the man. Thank you so much.
Baie dankie Poort FM en John vir die geleentheid wat ons het om hier te kan wees en goeiemôre aan die luisteraars. Dit is regtig 'n voorreg vanoggend om weer eens oor Pastor Ivan, Bishop Ivan te kan praat, want dit was 'n fenominale man in ons lewe. Nie net in ons lewe nie, ek glo almal wat deur die evangelie of wat tot inkeer gekom het deur die evangelie en deur die werk wat hy gedoen het in God se akker, was dit 'n voorreg om hom te kan geken het.
Absoluut.
En 'n pad met hom geloop het. Ons is nog steeds hartseer.
Ja.
We are still in tears. We still cannot work this thing out.
Ja.
We had so much hope.
Yeah.
And we prayed so much for Pastor.
Mm.
But God has his ways, and as the scripture that Pastor Eugene read earlier, I so much love that scripture because that gives us peace.
Yeah.
En net om te verstaan dat God het 'n plan hoekom iemand, a godly person, dies early.
Mm. Yes.
Because we don't know what the future holds.
Mm.
And so wat ek kan sê is, kyk, vir my is dit 'n baie persoonlike verhouding gewees,
ja,
John, met Bishop Fredericks. So,
Whatever
Bishop gepraat het, dit was vir my 'n persoonlike ding gewees. Maar ons het later gesien, Bishop Rak, hy is nie meer daai man wat so, jy weet, so gehardloop het nie,
ja.
Nee? Hy kom en hy hardloop en hy doen sy ding,
ja.
Maar dan sal hy ander mense ook inroep om te kom help en dan het baie keer vir hom gesê, Pastor, jy raak groot, jy moet nie meer so te keer gaan nie. Jy raak groot, jy moet 'n bietjie rus, maar Pastor wou nie rus nie, hy wou net aangaan met die werk van die Here.
Ja, kan ek ook nie daar inkom, Sister Jackie, Pastor Jackie. Soos jy daar sê, ek moet ook net vir jou regtig I raise my head. Why I say my head is because you were very, very close with him as well as Pastor Danny. Remember the experience we had in Manenberg. I can really relate to what you're saying there. And it was really awesome to being with Bishop Fredericks on that trips.
Yeah, Manenberg was just another eye-opener because God already started working in my life and prepared me for ministry. And ek het net anderster dinge ervaar in Manenberg wat, maar met Pastor John, soos jy gesê het, die dinge wat 'n mens uit, wat vir jou uitstaan van Pas, dis net die dryf wat hy gehad het vir hierdie evangeliewerk en dat hy nooit moeg geraak het nie. Weet jy, ek gister dink ek, voor die laaste show of die laaste, nie show nie, open is met die laaste, voor die laaste crusade, was daar open is gewees.
Ja.
En ons was in Nantes.
Ja.
En die vrouens het uitgekom en Paste was in trane toe,
yes.
Want hy vra ons, waarvoor het jy gebed nodig, waarvoor het jy gebed nodig? En hy was so in trane, want almal sy story was dieselfde. Jammer, my stem raak al sagter, it's because of the emotions that I'm going through. Hy was so in trane, en hy roep vir my, hy sê vir my, ek moet vir die vrouens kom bid. En ek kom ook achter, John, hoe ouer een mens word, hoe meer word jy attracted tot mense se feelings en dit wat hulle deurgaan. Dit bly nie net meer, jy bid vir iemand wat deur 'n situasie gaan nie, is asof jy die situasie ervaar jouself. En dit is wat ek die laaste ruk gesien het by Pastor. Emotionally Pastor was engaged to his people. to everybody that came across him, he was engaged to those people. Ons het mense ontmoet wat nou vir 5 maande saam met pastoor 'n pad gestap het. En dis mense wat in 5 maande se tyd so close aan hom geraak het, dat hulle, dit was vir hulle net so swaar, hierdie dood van pastoor. En as ons by mekaar kom, dan sit al waar ons kan praat. En dis hoe ons maar mekaar bemoedig om, so ek weet nie, hoe voel het vir die Eilim familie, hoe voel het vir die Fredericks familie nie?
Ja, ja.
Dit is maar net een zwaar ding om mee te deel.
Ja.
Ref, and I'm trying not to cry.
11 minutes before 8, family, we are celebrating the life of Bishop Ivan Fredericks. And, you know, it's not two opposing factors. We cry because of the impact. You know, whether we say we're going to miss him or we don't understand why he had to go now, it's because of the impact that we have those mixed feelings, I want to say almost conflicted feelings. But, yeah, you know, the one way, ek het kinders, so ons kyk cartoons. Ons kyk baie cartoons. So eventually begin leer jy lewenslesse uit hierdie goede.
Ja.
Ek kan nie die ding se naam onthou nie, maar het is die ding van mense wat doodgaan. Het is type van een Mexican vibe. En die leitiekie se great-grandfather het gitaar gespeel. En somehow het hy gift op hom toegekom waar hy net die ding optel en hy begin speel. En sy opa is toe dood. Sy opa het die partner gehad en die partner het hom gerop en hier te kort had te lang al die accolades gevat vir die songs wat eventually groot geraak het, maar die opa het die songs geskryf, en toe die opa sterf en so aan, so this is how you keep the memory of someone alive, en this, toe vind ek, dit is actually a ding wat gebeur in die lande, waar you keep them alive as long as their memory is there. The memory fades when the photo is no longer displayed.
Amen.
So as though as a cartoon. But this is the life lesson that stuck with me. And ek besef ek het meer foto's van Pastor Fredericks as van my pa.
Ja, nee.
So, Pastor Matthys, was Dani Matthys, closing remarks for me. Not you have your fair share of 7 minutes.
Yes.
But you the last to say, that's what I say.
Hallelujah. Ek sal nou maar so arrogant wees om te sê save the best for last. Hallelujah. Greetings, listeners, Poort FM family, fraternal. Jy weet, is vir my altyd 'n groot voorreg om te kan praat oor Pastor Fredericks. Jy weet, op 'n stadium het ons saam gedien daar by Eilim, en Jonathan se pa Isaac was ook nog daar. Maar ons leadership het different roles gehad om te vervul. Isaac was byvoorbeeld die spiritual ou wat saam met Pastor I in die spiritual kant gewerk het, en ek was nou meer in die administratieve kant en so aan en so aan. So mens besef altyd you are there for a reason and you have a specific role to play.
Yes.
En ons allemaal kom maar van 'n background af waar jy groot geword het, your conditioning, it impacts how you relate to things en
yes,
al die kind of dinge.
Yes.
Maar Ivan Fredericks is regtig die voorbeeld van iemand wat nie toegelaat het dat sy background sy ministry of wat ook al bepaal het nie. Ek dink byvoorbeeld, hy was lief om te vertel waarvan hy kom. Sy pa was 'n asboy, en al die klas dinge, maar dit het hom nie gestop om die topposisie in een van die voorste organisasies in Suid-Afrika te bereik nie, want hy het positively gepraat. Hy was so 'n positive inspiration, en ek weet nie hoeveel mense dit weet nie, maar hy was in die proses om 'n groep te join wat motivational talks doen. Jy weet, jy word uitgenooi en hoe mense nou, en so aan en so aan. En engagements, talking engagements, motivational engagements. So dis die klas positieve invloed wat hy op 'n mens gehad het. En ons het verlede week gehoor, die tribute wat uitgegaan het.
Yes.
En onder andere Dr. Dennis, wat die dag by die begrafenis hy tribute geleverd het, het genoem dat hy was even instrumental,
yes,
in having and putting through amendments to labor legislation to make things better for die werkmag.
Yes.
So dit is dinge wat ons weet eers daarvan nie. Want ons sien 'n man dat is Pastor I. Ons weet nie regtig waar sy corporate of sy professionele lewe, wat ons nie regtig soveel insight in gehad nie. En dan het ons gehoor sy deputy, Tahir, wat die vorige aan vir ons gesê het. Jy weet, dit maak net, die scope soveel breër, en dan besef ons dit wat jy weet, is eintlik maar 'n klein stukkie.
Sure. Yes.
En as amper soos die Bybel sê, ons you only see a small portion.
Hmm.
En jy weet, sy sister het gepraat van, hy het van 'n baie jong ouderdom af wat hy begin preek. Ek het vir Jonathan vanoggend 'n song gesê, ek weet nie of hy kans gehad om dit te kan op die playlist gesit het nie, maar ek sal graag wil hê hierdie die loop van die oggend as jy dit kan speel. Dis 'n song van Brooklyn Tabernacle. Mm-hmm. I've got heaven on my mind. En ek sal graag dit wil sê, net dat ons die konteks kan verstaan, want dit lyk vir my hierdie song is omtrent geskryf met Ivan Fredericks in mind. Ek lees gou vir julle hier.
Ja.
Hy sê, dit begin, hy sê, I started out with Jesus at a very early age. Yes, I've known him nearly all of my life.
Mm.
Well, I'll admit there have been times where I've faltered along the way. But I'll keep trying, because somehow I've got to make it in. You see, I've got a charge on my life. And I've got a job to do. And I can't stop until it's through. Dan sê die chorus, I am determined. I've got to made up my mind. I can't stand here wasting my time. I'm going to keep on working for Jesus every day of my life. Because I've got heaven on my mind. Verse 2 says, I don't have time to waste criticizing someone else. There are some things I'd rather leave behind. And I don't have time to be bothered with she said, that he said, that they said. Because it's all I can do to keep my own self in line, oh Lord. I must work while it's day. Because I know the night is surely coming. I'm going all the way. And then say, I can't understand how some people can move so slow. But they don't know just what time it is. Jesus is coming back and I know it won't be long. I've got to be ready.
Yes.
I've got to be ready. For my starry crown, I want to hear him say, I want to hear him say, well done.
Hallelujah.
And say, you can talk about me. Say what you want to say. Yeah. You can stand around wasting your time. But while you're talking, I'm going to keep on walking.
Oh, wow.
Because
oh, yes.
I've got heaven on my mind. Nou, dit het wow. my, so, dit het my gevoel, die song was geskryf vir Ivan Fredericks, want dis wat hy geleef het.
Yes.
Ek sal vir jou sê, as jy hierdie oud Rietjes was, die man het 'n energie wat jy net nie kan verstaan nie.
Mm.
En in hierdie laaste maand of so wat ons saam gewerk het, hy was die chair, ek was die, ek of ek is die secretary. En ons het engaged fraternal dinge, baie. Maar daar was ook ander dinge in die gemeenskap. En ek wil net so vinnig, so 2 weeks, net die laaste 2 weeks, net vir julle sê, dit was die, ons die EMF Week of Pentecost gehad, van 17 tot 23 Mei. Maar hulle as Eilim het 'n crusade gehad, wat geschedule was van die 27ste tot die 30ste Mei. So die timelines was very tight. And within the Week of Pentecost, we had a prayer walk on the Saturday, a community prayer walk on the Saturday, the 22nd of May. And that was seker a first in a very long time.
Mm.
En ons het 6 o'clock die oggend daar by mekaar gekom, begin loop van verskillende punte af, en ons het by die Trimpark afgesluit. Seker so 11 uur, 10 uur, 11 uur, so kan het ons 'n meeting gehad by die polisiestasie, saam met die polisie en CPF en moeders, daar was so 2 groepies youngsters wat almost soos 'n gang-like clashes gehad het. En ons het gaan probeer fasiliteit daar, Pastor Eugene, Olifant was ook daar, en Brother Mitch, en ons het saam met die mense gaan bemiddel daar. En ek gesien eergister sien ek 'n foto waar ek in die verlede jaar met Jesse D gaan praat het, oor 'n feeding scheme in die lockdown, toe het nog level 5-4 was.
Yeah.
En dit is die klas dinge wat mens behind the scenes gedoen het. En dan sien ons in die week, die Sondag die 23ste, het hy die close-out sermon gedoen die aand by die Week of Pentecost. En dit was seker die highlight van sy onlangse, ek bedoel nou, preek in 'n kerk. En dan die Dinsdag was daar, daar was onder ons hier tussen die mense van die informele settlement hier. En hulle het gevra dat hy die meeting moet fasiliteit.
Mm.
En tussen die leierskap en van die inwoners. En hy het vir ek en Pastor Jackie samengevat. En ek het toe gereel met Vader Gavin Atkins van die Roomse Kerk vir een van die fasiliteite daar. Dat ons daar kan gaan sit in die environment waar het 'n meeting. Jy kan nie onder 'n boom staan en meet in die plakkerskampie, verstaan?
Yeah.
En so dit was die 25ste. En op die 27ste hulle crusade begin. Hulle het die Sondag klaargemaak, die Woensdag aand, toe ons hier by Poort FM om te praat met die board en die management van Poort FM oor die toekomende of die toekomstige rol en samewerkingsooreenkomste tussen Poort FM en die Fraternal. En wat het voordeel van die gemeenskap moet trek. So, dit is net endless in 2 weke se tyd wat ek vir julle kortliks saamgevat het, maar dit is hoe hy was.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do. No matter what people say, want almal sal sê, sometimes we are talking from our position of comfort.
Yeah.
You see, if there's nothing on the table. There's nothing that you can improve upon. Yes. Maar as daar iets is, dan sal die nee sye sal altyd iets het om te criticize.
Ja.
Maar dit is waarom ek sê hierdie song wat sê I've got heaven on my mind. I don't care what you say. Ander ou het my gesê as hy hare geskeer is, as hy kat gehad het en die ouwe dalk 'n happie hier agter ingesny. Ja. Kan hy nie gebodde wees wie agter, die ou wat agterloop? Sal maar gebodde wees die rij hap.
Yeah.
He's focusing on going forward. Now, he's saying you are arrogant. You need to be arrogant. But it's just keep focus
yeah,
and stay
focus.
Connected to the objective.
Oh, yes.
Ja, die tijd loopt, man. Sorry, jylle, ek praat so van.
Ja, en om te denk, die watch wat was toen, dan kijk ek so minuut achter.
Oh, okay. So we are going back to the future. Halleluja.
Oh, no, it's a beautiful, beautiful summary by Pastor Dani Matthys. Kijk, jylle mense nog hier nie, maar ek besef, jy het gemeentes, ek het nie lightweight hierso nie. And I'll tell you why I chose. Ek denk die jylle het vir my gekies hierso. You know, ek weet anders van julle sê, nee, elke keer het sy eie mind en wat ook al, ja, sure, I take that. But Jesus speaks to Israel, God speaks to Israel, and he says, look, I place before you life and death.
Mm-hmm.
Choose life.
Mm-hmm.
So he influences choice. And I believe that's what happened this morning. Ek denk dat dis vir my, van die meest gepaste individues wat hier is vanoggend, om tribute te gee aan die Godsman. You cannot send a boy to do a man's work.
Halleluja.
Ja, kan ek as diep so sê. As a pastoor so, halleluja. I'm kidding. Family, this is the gospel. We are so honored to have you. We are paying tribute to Pastor Ivan Fredericks, and I know my colleague Livo did the same last week. We just changed the voices. Some of them are repeated, but that's also okay. We don't have a problem with that. We're not fighting about that. I just think Jesus sê vir die disciples toe hy stoel na hom toe kom en sê, maar as ander ook, hy doop ook mense. Jesus sê, wie, wat hy wat die teen ons is nie, is vir ons. And I think we've gotten to a point where we need to pull those closer who are for us. And when I say for us, I mean for the gospel, not for us as individuals. Ek hou nie van die evangelie, en ons moet ander daaroor praat, die evangelie van die Here gaan jou vyande vir jou stil maak. I don't like that gospel. I don't see it in the Bible. Ek sien Matthew 5. Wat sê, wanneer, so wees baie versigtig wie jy 'n vyand noem, want Jesus het gesê, jy met jou vyande lief het. Wees baie versigtig wie jy 'n vyand noem. As 8 uur familie, I'm so thankful, en ek het nie geannounced, die Pastor Dani en Pastor Jackie Matthys, as senior pastore by Cherub Ministries, as a Cherub of Cherub.
Whatever way you want to say it is cherub.
As long as it's connected to angels.
As you Noordkap is, dan sê jy wat?
Noordkap.
Ja?
Net sê van die Noordkap of dan sê jy cherub ministries. But from Easter is, dan sê jy cherub ministries.
Wow.
So, Pastor Dani en Pastor Jackie from cherub ministries.
Cherub ministries, Engels. But John, vir my was het ook een groot voorreg om hier te wees. Je weet, ek denk net terug en van die recollections wat ek gehad het, is dat hierdie man het selfs moeite is gedoen om vir ons te gaan ondersteun by my skoonpa's begrafenis in so verby. En een jaar tevore het hy begrafenis gaan doen in Karrieskamp. Ek bedoel, is die familie nie, dis mense wat in sy kerk was. En sy kar het hy afgestuur met Brother Dinesh en so, en hy het die kaap uit van een werksengagement af die regheid Appington toe gaan. Weet so, so hy het sy pad het gegaan en, om sy mense, die wie close is om te support. En daarom kan ek net die Fredericks familie en allemaal wat saam met hom gewerk het, Eilam, ons kan net vir hulle in gebede hou, ons kan niks Absolute. Meer vir hulle doen, as net om vir hulle in gebede hou, dat die insight and the wisdom, want niemand sal kan Ivan Fredericks se skoene
volstaan.
Daai is groot skoene.
Dit gaan 'n paar van ons vat.
Halleluja.
Om daai skoene vol te staan. Een man sal dit nie kan doen nie.
Praise
so it's actually quite shocking that the man was almost 70.
64. He just turned 64 on the 23rd of August.
I'm just thinking, die ou was so besig tot op you get what I'm saying? In Reverend Felix het vroeër gesê, ek het nog nooit iemand gesien met soveel ziel vir die Here nie.
Ja.
En hier is my uitdaging. Brother Lolo, jylle onthou om die singer, die danssinger.
Ja.
Right. is a compilation.
Yeah, someone men and work.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Okay. He always, when he comes up to a youth meeting, there's something that he always says. He always says, the old have the wisdom, but the young have the strength. Ek weet nie of dit van toepassing is op Bishop Ivan Fredericks.
Yeah,
ek weet nie, het hy rugkrampe gehad in die aand en so. I've never seen him at an open air standing there as the CEO of the PSA.
Yeah.
He's always there. Hy kom dans in. Jy weet, hy lyk soos 'n wit man as hy toy nou en dan. Yeah. But he's always on the floor.
Pray die,
en my gebed dan is, jy weet.
Ja, nee.
Jy moet maar, hy sit jou under pressure.
Halleluja, ja, nee.
My gebed is vanmorgen, liewe luisteraar. Jo, klink ek nou soos Nikki van den Berg. My gebed is vanmorgen, dat ons hierdie hooftrekke wat die mense identificeer in die godsmanse lewe, dat ons dit nie net celebrate nie,
ja,
maar that we actually emulate it. Hebrews 10 verse 25, we always use it om die mense te kap wat die kerk toe kom nie. But that verse of scripture, the B part says, provoke one another to good works.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Mag dit so wees. Vir die lede van die fraternal, julle weet, ek het groot respect en liefde vir julle. Laat ek dit sommer op hierdie platform sê, voor ek iemand se kus met uitdra die dag. Mag dit ook een les wees wat ons leer by Pastor Fredericks. Now we realize the value of the gem that we had among us. En mag ons dan om mekaar uit nuwe oë uitkyk.
Ja.
Hallelujah.
We just don't know who we are dealing with. En die Here is baie funny. Ek het laas week in Middelburg gepreek en ek het hierdie ding gesê, Pastor Danny, when the rod of Aaron went into the Shekinah glory, overnight a dry stick became just about a tree. En jy weet, ons deal met mense wat time and again voor die Here lê en onder die Shekinah glory. Ek weet nie wat jy môre kan wees nie.
Ja.
So vir tyd en wyl, kom ons eet mekaar lief, ons respekteer mekaar, ons ondersteun mekaar en ons bid vir mekaar. Fredericks family, julle het groot verloor en so ook, ek wil baie eerlik wees, die geloofsgemeenskap.
Van eerste, dit is in beyond.
Ja, nee.
Nee, baie dankie. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Alright. Familie, 8:05, laat ons eindlemse mense een kans gee.
Halle.
Ek wil hierdie song speel as een tribute vir Pastor Fredericks. Hierdie song is bietjie jygerig, so vergeef my vir dit. Ek weet, julle like die boere muziek en so. Reverend Felix, sal gou iets sê.
Dankie my broer vir die geleentheid, man.
God bless you, Rev.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for coming up. Ek weet, ek min is vroeg opstaan. En die Here seën julle vir dit. Thank you.
Halleluja. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, back.
Our practice can offer you the complete solution for your business and personal accounting and taxation needs with the personal attention that you deserve. We ensure no detail is overlooked and we pride ourselves on our immediate attention to detail and efficiency. When was the last time you had a meaningful meeting with your accountant? Are you spending too much on your business expenses? How would you know? Here at Smith & Company Administrative Consultants, we can offer you a service by utilizing our skills in accounting and bookkeeping to assist you with achieving your goals and operating at the highest potential. Our services are built on a retainer basis and not by the hour. This allows us to maintain a full open communication with our clients without the frustration of being billed for every phone call. Our greatest achievement occurs when we are able to help take your business to the next level. Without you, we cannot be where we are today. So give us a call for your free consultation on 012-806-4008 or visit our website on www.administrativeconsultants.co.za.
Word FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Bly getrou en die Here sal jou seën. Owen quickly there all the way from the Northern Cape, Kimberley, being a blessing to us. Bless the Lord. It is now 12 minutes after 8 and we have a very, very nice contingent of the ALM Center here with us. Amen. Abundant Life Evangelical Ministries. Amen. I know the name. I know the people. And you get, somebody once said, if you want to know the value of the shepherd, look at the size of the sheep. And farming, and tel as jy noodwendig hoeveel skape jy het nie, ons tel wat is die gewig van hy skaap. So, yeah, we have with us Brother Logan, we have Sister Liesel, we have Brother Dinesh, we have Brother Neville, and also Dinesh, Brother Dinesh's wife is also here with us. But, yeah, she's here in a support role for Brother Dinesh and the team. Family, good morning. Thank you so much for coming through. Julle kom af my nader staan. Daar by die kerk, hou julle die mics in die hand. Nou staan julle so ver weg. So yeah, fam, what is going to happen? They're going to tell us maybe one experience that they've had with Pastor Fredericks in terms of what the observational lesson or whatever the takeout has been out of the life of the bishop. So ek weet nie of ons alfabeties gaan of in terme van rank.
As age before beauty.
Brother Dinesh, God bless you, sir. Good morning. Thanks for being here. Brother Dinesh Chinsami, you can lift the mic to where it's comfortable to you.
Morning, 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 guys. Greetings in the wonderful name for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, there's 17 years of drama stories to tell you, but, you know, to narrow it down, I came out to this. You know, when I'm from Lodium, born and bred in Lodium, but, you know, I used to be a drug dealer. I killed a person. When I left Lodium, I came here to Easter's house. I think I was staying in Nantes. And then 2 Sundays, I joined Pastor Ivan. That time was Pastor Ivan here at the Civic Center. He was still having services here. Let me tell you, when I came here, I was like undercover. You know, this ex-drug dealer. And I was still going a murder case. Mm. And then out of the blues, Pastor Ivan came to visit me there in Nantes. And then I started speaking to him. I opened up to him, telling him, Pastor Ivan, you know, this is what I come from, and I'm going a murder case. I killed a guy, shot him 8 holes, stuff like that. But please, you know, I just want to, I made a deal with the Lord, and I want to be here and do my thing. You know, I'm here to do anything. Let me tell you, I spoke to him in confidence, thinking, even my neighbors don't know who I am. I'm just down. The next Sunday in church, then Pastor Ivan started saying, we're in the midst of a drug lord, ex-drug lord, ex-killer. And then me, I'm a guy from Lodium. You know, I know Easter stories. Yeah. I thought to myself, thank God, he's parfanon's money, he's so ex-drug lord, ex-killer. And then he's talking, and then I started feeling at ease, meaning, some of my people are here.
Yeah.
Then when he said at the end, Dinesh Chinsami, stand up. I said, what the hell now? You know, I don't know, must I put my head where? Must I run out of the church? Because I'm undercover. I don't want to, I don't want even tell anyone this is what I used to do. And I'm going, well, I stood up, I left my hand, I sat down. I said, what? Check this guy. Let me tell you, 17 years, Pastor Ivan took me all over South Africa.
Mm.
Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Durban, KwaZulu, the whole of South Africa. And I started telling my story. And through telling my story, Pastor Ivan coached me. It's not what you were, it's where Christ has brought you through and brought you from.
Mm.
And through that, so many people gave their lives to the Lord.
Oh,
so many people came out just on one testimony, thinking, you know what, I'm also that person, but there's no hope for me. And Pastor Ivan, every outing, every day with Pastor Ivan was a message. Dinesh, tell him like that, bring the Christ in, give them this, tell him that. And I'd like to say, every day with Pastor Ivan was a new day.
Oh, wonderful. Amen. Wonderful. Thanks, Brother Dinesh. Every day with Pastor Ivan was a new day. I love it. I love it. Bring the Christ in. Tell them like that. I love that. God bless you, sir.
Amen.
Bruneville, man van die Here, so awesome to have you, man. Thank you for coming up.
Mr. Jonathan, I'm so grateful and thankful for being here in your midst this morning.
Amen.
My name is Neville and I'm from PE. I won't say what Pastor Ivan used to say. That if you don't know me by now, you will never, never know me. But you know, part of those words, there's a truth hiding behind those words. But because if you didn't know Pastor Ivan, and you were around him like a few of us, you would be sometimes feeling very uneasy, feeling very uncomfortable. Mm. But that is because you didn't know Pastor Ivan. And we were so close to him, we used to call him the Oman. Mm. And when referring to the Oman, we're referring to our father. Mm. And you know where I come from? When someone calls someone the Oman or the Otopi, then you're actually talking about your father. And that's what Pastor Frederick was to me. Oh, wow. And not to me only, but to many of us. Wow. He was like a father Abram, that had many sons. And I'm so glad that I'm one of those sons.
Amen.
I'm so glad that I could walk a path with Pastor Frederick's for this couple of years. You know, how I met him was actually, I came to Easterus. You know, my people is living here. I was staying in Soshanguve area. And I came here. I was suggested, I didn't know the place, actually Pretoria. I was new here in Pretoria. And I came to Easterus because I heard the colored people are from Easterus here in Pretoria. So I went to Easterus on a Sunday morning, and I must have church because I've been sitting at home for a long time doing nothing because I didn't know the area. And then I came around to Easterus driving on a Sunday morning, and while I came in there in around Hans Coverdale, I met a young boy there, and I asked him, "Don't you know where there's a church around here, which is playing music?" You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that's where I'm coming from. Ek is van evangelie gemeente. I need a church that is playing music. Yeah. And he told me about a tent which was sitting somewhere around the corner there on top. When I was driving and driving, but I don't see this tent, man. And so by the time Elam was still at Sivendaland. And then I came around there, but I heard there's music playing in here. There's a church here. And I stopped. I went into the yard. I parked. I went inside. And I saw Pastor standing there behind the pulpit. I just came in that very same day. That's who and what Pastor was. That very same day, I did not get even a chance just to go and sit there. The very same day, I had to come to the front. Not knowing anybody, not knowing actually even where I am. Yeah. But this was Pastor Frederick's. You could never be in a comfort zone when you were with Pastor Frederick's.
Sure. Oh, yes.
You could never be in a comfort zone. He used to take you out of your comfort zone and pull you up to the front so you could be at use to the Lord. Mm-hmm. He wasn't someone who would like to sit down and not do anything. You know, as young as we are, some of us who traveled with him over the country, South Africa, many places with Pastor Frederick, we couldn't keep up with him. Although he was like 20 years, 30 years older than most of us. Mm. And like I said before, it's a privilege for me to have that opportunity to walk with Pastor Frederick. And you know what he teach me was to have perseverance. You know, perseverance is like failing 19 times and succeed on the 20th time. You know, and hard work is not done by strength, but by perseverance.
Amen.
And that is the kind of person Pastor Ivan was. He had that courage. He had perseverance.
Amen.
And he was just unique. He was just one of a million.
Absolutely.
In my life, I've never met someone like Pastor Frederick. I mean, there's a lot I could say about him because I was very close to him. I was very close to him. Not only at church, but in our social lives, we were most of the time together with some of our brothers. And I knew him. I knew him. Not like his family would know him, but what he was to me, he was like a father to me. And I appreciate the Frederick family this morning for giving us that opportunity, who was not family of Pastor Ivan, but who give us that opportunity to have a life next to him, so close to him. Mm. I really salute you, Pastor Ivan, and I know we have run the race, and we are here this morning. We have to run our races. Thank you.
Sure. God bless you, Brother Neville. I love it. I love it. I've already saving my hard drive, my mental hard drive. The lesson learned from Pastor Ivan Fredericks, you could never be in your comfort zone around him. En dit is so waar, 'n klein testimony terwyl Prologan en Sister Liesel hulle self regkry. L&L, I wonder if that was planned or if it's part of the soulmates thing. But anyway, L&L will get ready just now. So Pastor Fredericks, I the last encounter I had with him where I went unprepared to slate met die hardste. You know, you've come to learn now, Lever, when you go to a service, if Pastor Felix is having a service, jy moet maar iewers 'n song gereed het, because if he sees you, hy stuur iemand of hy loop het so met sy hande achter die rug, maar hy cap en die sunglasses, I can still see it vividly. En jy kan my sê, jy sal moest nou na die dans, sê jy opkom en sê jy moest nou vir ons 'n song sing. Dankie. And then he walks away. It's not to be confirmed. After he said it, it's a bietjie soos die Here. When he said it, it manifests.
Yes, it's true,
Jonathan. You know, so my last encounter was hier bekend by ons. Het nog by Sionsberg het ons oop hulle gehad. Ons het nog een gehad met Pastor Lejean. Maar daar het ek nog maar al my les geleer. Ek kom na die open air hier by Pick n Pay to Bro Logan. En ek sê, nee, I'm going to go late, Brother Dinesh. So I go properly late. I go like 40 minutes late because I preached the morning. And I really went on for myself, so I had preacher's voice. Preacher's voice is where you can't sing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he sees me rock up, he stands there, hey, the band is playing, and Pascaline's sister sang a solo, my help cometh from the Lord. Ik kon do alles, because it makes a slot. So he rocks up there to my blue car, and he says, meneer, to how much for sing? I said, Pastor, I've got preacher's voice. Listen to what I sound like. I can't sing today. Please, that's why I came late. He said, yes, all right. Dan sê jy maar die woord bring. And he walks away.
Yeah.
Like, I know this is not how you plan open is, you know. But to testimony to what Brother Neville says, you never could be in your comfort zone at Pastor Fredericks. And I love that. I love that. L&L, God bless you. Thank you so much that we can have you this morning.
Thank you. Good morning to the Poort listeners. Thank you, Livo and Brother Jonathan, for allowing us this opportunity, man, to pay tribute to a minister of the word, to a soul winner.
Mm.
You know, it's a bittersweet moment, bitter for us because he's not with us, but sweet because he's with the Lord, and we know that by now. You know, it's just been a week since we've laid Pastor Ivan to the ground, just for safekeeping. Because we know when the Lord returns, he will rise, you know, and we will all be together. Amen. So the thing that stood out for me with Pastor Ivan is the fact that he is a man of relation. He loves relationships, whether it is his family, his friends, a stranger. He's comfortable anywhere where he goes. He will latch on and you become a friend. And I agree with you, you know, that you say at open airs that you don't look down, because if you look down, then he'll ask you. So you make eye contact with him and you look confident and bold, and then his eye passes over you and you go to the next one that looks a bit, you know, as if he just needs some help. Yeah. And his help is when he throws you into the deep end.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yes, Pastor Ivan was a man who could get people together. Especially those who are hurting and who are broken, you know. Just like the Lord, he was a good example of how the Lord was when he was on earth with us. Close to the brokenhearted. So he even got myself and my husband together as well. And that's how we actually got married. Hey. He prophesied over us and we ended up getting married. And that is how he is. I was reading an article a few days ago about the Titanic. Now, we all know about the Titanic. And it reminded me so much about pastor. And you'll wonder how now. But on the Titanic, there was a young pastor, John Harper. And they say, this is a true story. We know the Titanic is a true story. So John Harper was invited to go and preach somewhere. And he took the Titanic. And he never knew that the Titanic would sink. He thought, okay, it would be enough time to give him time to prepare the message. However, he never did so. He did what pastors normally do.
is winning souls. Speaking to this one, even if it's a stranger, hearing if you know the Lord. Don't you want to give your heart to the Lord? And that is what John Harper did. So John Harper never knew that that was his last. You know, the Titanic sank. John Harper, up till his death, I remember the crusade was the last thing that Pastor also did. Up to his death, before he got sick, he was winning souls for the Lord. This man also. And he had this one convert that still testifies up till today. They usually used him. So he said, before he was holding on to a lifeboat, and he said all the unsaved people and all the women and children should go on the lifeboat first because there's still hope for them. The saved should not worry because we will live again when we will live, meet the Lord, and we will all be together. But get this, the unsaved, the children and the women together. And he was hanging on to a piece of wood. And then this man, his protege, would I say, came by the water. The current drifted him to him and asked him, "Brother, do you know the Lord?" Just like Pastor would say, "Ken jy die Here?" You weet, "Die Here wat ek dien, kan die deure oopmaak, kan die onmoontlike doen." And he was ministering to him while he was dying. And somehow he couldn't hold on to the piece of wood anymore, and he sank into. But that day, that man gave his heart to the Lord. And he was saying, John Harper, he was John Harper's last convert. And then I was thinking, can we say that? Who is our last convert? You know? Or do we have converts? Are we still in the soul winning business? Like the motto of Abundant Life is winning the lost at any cost, even up to death. So for me, Pastor would always be remembered as a man, not because of the duration of his life, but because of the donation of his life. Amen. And donation, by donation, I mean investing. How much you give to people, how much you do for people, how much souls have you won, how much did you invest in people's life, telling them about the Lord, because that was the example he showed us. That's why we will not be fearful about our future, because we will continue walking with the Lord, doing, fulfilling his commandment. Yes, Pastor Ivan took an early flight to heaven, and we will follow him soon. It's just his time spent is ended. So we have to continue with the commission that God has given us. And that is what we will be doing with the example that he has set for us, a great man of God that will live on in our memories, and which we will soon see one day when the time is right. Wow. Amen.
God bless you, Sister Lisa.
Thank you, brother.
Fantastic, fantastic reflections there. I love it. Ek het geskryf hier. Soos iemand wat in 'n hofsaak sit. Brother Logan, God bless you, sir. The husband.
Good morning, Brother Jonathan. Amen. And the listeners. Thank you for having us. I think we are so privileged to be here under the wing of Aylem and Pastor Ivan Fredericks. I can tell you a few stories about the man, which, like the other gentleman said, you could never be in your comfort zone. Mm. And our meeting was divine intervention. I was a staunch churchgoer. I belonged to a certain other church. Right. I won't advertise here right now. I belonged to our other church, and somehow the other, Liesl, didn't give him my number because she believed that I won't leave that church for any other thing. Yes. Because that's how staunch I was. Uh-huh. Somehow the other one day got my number, gave me a call, and we had a little breakfast, and he gave me the vision. And I was so astounded to understand and hear what is coming out of this man's mouth. Mm-hmm. He didn't have no chance to speak. He's still talking. He was still talking of that. He had no chance to speak. I just told him, "Pastor, I'm in. Mm. I'm in." Just. I didn't sit one day under his word. I don't know. I didn't know what this man was all about. Uh-huh. But I joined him. And you know what? I'm not looking back at all.
Amen.
I've never looked back, and I've left my other church, fortunately or unfortunately. But divine intervention again. I'm a Amen. Better man because I could learn from Pastor.
Amen.
I just want to tell you a quick thing what I've learned from Pastor. This is the man that he was. There's so many things I really want to tell people what he meant to me. I want to tell you about an incident in Kimberley, what happened. We went on an outreach there. And you know, when we go to a place, all the outreaches, all the places for the outreaches is set out for us already. Mm-hmm. We'll be here at corner of wherever, and we'll be there. So we got to this one venue, and Pastor said, no, this is not going to work. He moved us all, we were a bus full of people, and people from the other church in Kimberley, and we took a drive with a bus. Suddenly the bus got to a stop. Pastor said, this is where we're going to be doing our outreach. The guys come out all half running there. Pastor, no, we can't be here because this is a gangster infected place or infested. Pastor looked at them. He said, this is the people we want to reach out to.
Yeah.
He said, but this is very dangerous here. I looked at this guy. I think to myself, we're in danger here, you know, because I'm the media guy. I've got to take pictures and stuff of wherever we are and whatever we do.
Right.
And I'm shivering here, half nervous. My pants is shaking. This man is walking in this vicinity, checking the place out, looking at the park, people sitting, drinking, having a nice time. He just walked into this one house. And I'm following because I gotta record this event. Walked into the yard as if it's his. Meet up with a guy. And the guy just gave him one. And this is like I say, what I've learned from him. What amazed me of this man. And this guy looked at him. And he says, the GM is here. Nobody know what the GM was at the time. Because he was general manager of the PSA at
That's
the time.
Right, yeah.
And this guy recognized him from the little booklet he saw.
Yeah.
And you know what? Immediately, the atmosphere changed. This guy allowed us to stand right there in front of his house to do an open air. Right there, supplied electricity for us and everything. And the people that we were with were all astounded. They were shocked to see and understand, wow, what is happening.
Right.
And it's just something that I'm quickly thinking of, what this man was. Mm-hmm. Amongst all the other life lessons that we've learned, is if God has sent you to a place, do not change your mind. Go forth and do what you were set or meant out to be.
Don't be Jonah.
Do not go and divert your direction.
Oh, yes.
Focus on the cross.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jonathan.
Wow. Poorties, my family. What can I say? Look, on Dono, this is the irony. This is spin-offs. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
A spatzelk is from the actual well. Mm. And not to say that you guys don't put in your own time. But as I said, when you want to see the value of the shepherd, check the weight of the sheep.
Amen.
And ek wil vir julle sê, julle is nie lig nie. God bless you. It has been so phenomenal listening to your reflections. En ek het mos nog gesteel van julle af, julle mind mos nou nie.
Nee, glad nie.
So I'm going to use some of those things in sermons and so on. I mean, we have a younger generation also to reach. So before I hand over to my co-host, who will do the thank yous and the closing remark, I want to give. So I know Sister Liesel for close to 20 years almost now.
Yes,
ek ken haar nog toe sy rabbi.
Ja, Jonathan, ek het jou amper prakties groot gemaak, jy weet.
Go for it.
Now, is it closing remarks?
You can go, yes.
Okay. You know, I just want to read this one scripture that I found this morning in Revelation 14, verse 13, that says that, then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor. Pastor is resting from his labor. And their works follow them. His works is following him. Because when he gets to heaven, his works that will be there already who passed on before him, and the others coming after him will thank him for what he has invested in their lives, for showing them the way, for saving their souls. They will thank him, and they will have lots of conversations, and that is what we should keep in our mind. Pastor used to say, you know, end time revival. I said, Pastor, open ears and goed is nie vir my nie, man. You know, ek is nie hier van gelus nie, man, pastoor. Laat ek iets anders doen. And then he said, you know, if you want to be part of the end time revival, then you should latch on to evangelism. Because closed churches, he knew then already, you know, somehow he said churches would be closed. There'd be a famine for the word. And then you must have it in your heart to be able to minister, to evangelize. That is what is going to save souls. Not to sit in a church and to wait for the coming of the Lord. Do something. So, yes. Pastor Ivan Philip Fredericks, a man of great honor, great respect by many, young and old, the lowly, and those who are highly known as well. A man never to be forgotten. Amen. Amen.
So powerful, Sister Lizo. Brother Dinesh?
In my closing, I'd like to say evangelist, Pastor Bishop Ivan, yeah. Fredericks is no more. King David has died, but King David has many spiritual sons and daughters. And if I can tell you about them, they've got evangelism in their DNA.
Amen.
On top of that, there is a young man, Duran Fredericks, that is Pastor Ivan's son, that is still there by Elam. So the legacy continues.
Amen.
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 I want to talk to someone out there. If there's anyone who can hear my voice this morning, I want to tell you, if you haven't found yourself yet, please find Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And if you still don't know your purpose in life, we all have a common purpose. I want you to go and do what that song tells us to do, which is sang by our minister, Jonathan Olsen. Go out there and tell everybody the good news. Amen. Of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Logan, you have your final.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm reminiscing now. I just want to tell you what happened, or what normally happened with Pastor. This will hopefully be very quick. So he used to call us at any random time, day, night, morning, evening, just to ask how we were and whatever message you want to get across. He used to always ask me when it's early in the morning, ask me, Logan, where is your wife? this question always confused me. Then he would call at another stage, Logan, where is your wife? He said, no, Pastor, she's right next to me. Logan, where is your wife? And I said, Pastor, she's next to me. Then he will ask me, Logan, where are you? He said, I'm in the bed with my wife, Pastor. He said, Logan, where are you? And, you know, only in the latter days I understood what he actually asked us. Mm. Is where are we in the Lord spiritually? Yeah. Not, is she laying next to me? Where is a spiritual being right now? Is she still serving the Lord? Am I still serving? You know, am I still living the life of what Elam is about? Or are we just laying there passively waiting for things to happen around us? So he made us to be movers and shakers. And I thank the Fredericks family for allowing Pastor to be our father as well.
Yes.
Because we appreciate him and we loved him so much. It's just mind-boggling that you would love this stranger. And thanks again to God for allowing us to meet with this miracle.
Oh, yes. Amen. Amen.
We want to thank you, Elam family. It was an honor, and I believe it's also a privilege also to the Fredericks family that you all join us in the studio this morning. Hope to hear more from you in the coming next weeks. So we're going to continue having you on the studio time and time again.
Thank you so much, Reverend Treno. Thank you, Minister Jonathan. And we hope and trust and that God will richly bless you going forward for the ANLM family. And I'll visit you soon. Thank you so much. May you all have a blessed week. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Fam, I'm not going to add to that. We decided that she's doing the closing remarks and thanks. But I appreciate you guys coming through. So I want to play a song by Isaac Carey that I want to play as my last tribute on air to Pastor Fredericks. It's entitled Uncommon Me.
Poorte FM.
Poorte FM. It's our business to mind your business. Here's to the car dealership, the mechanic, the baker, the beautician, the hairdresser, the funeral parlor, the doctor and the pharmacy, the electrician, the builder, the plumber, the retailer and the boutique owner. In general, the small to medium business owner. Poort FM salutes businesses that help build our community. Why not make it our business to mind your business and make sure that your business continues to grow? To advertise on Poort FM, contact the sales manager on 065-271-7758 or simply email us info@poortfmradio.com.
Your Kasi,
your Stasi.
Your Kasi, your Stasi.
Wow. What an anointed atmosphere. What a time with the ALM family and with the fraternal, the Estrus Ministers Fraternal. It is absolutely fantastic. Thank you guys so much for coming through this morning. I feel lighter in my spirit. Because now we've covered both spectrums, both yes. ends of the spectrum, Sister Livo.
Yes, obviously, I do just like it. I'm so, I don't even have words to say.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. It's just about 8 minutes before nine. At least now I gave you guys something, some sort of a triple play, when we played the first one there. Excuse me, was Uncommon Me by Isaac Carey. And I chose that song deliberately because I do think that I've Pastor, Bishop, Comrade, Evangelist Ivan Frederick's daddy has been an uncommon man. And we thank God for a sporadic appearance of some heavenly display in a human life.
Yes.
Great, great respect for the man of God. So I was going to read here. Somebody says, Vahanos no weer hoor, the church is a movement, not a monument. Vahanos word, God will turn your test into a testimony. Pastor Fredericks was truly one of a kind. He will be missed by many. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Nola. We appreciate that. Pastor Walter Gavin Falkvane, Still the undisputed champion of the title, the coolest pastor in Esterist. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Poort FM for the initiative for honoring a God-fearing community man. We will forever embrace his heartbeat for the gospel. God bless you, Pastor Falkvane. Dit is regtig vir ons 'n riem onder die hart. I need to make sure that I've covered everything here and that I haven't missed. So, yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor Stephanie Johnson, saying, wow, tell everybody. Thank you so much, ma'am, woman of God. We really appreciate the engagements, family. It has been fantastic this morning. So, yeah, we give God all the glory and all the praise 6 minutes before the show. So, before the show ends, pardon me. We're having an outside broadcast today?
Oh, yes.
So
please
coming up next,
stay tuned in.
Pick and Pay?
Yes.
Ons is by Superliner, vir julle wat die afspringers is. Ons is by Superliner vandag. Please come out, meet your favorite radio show hosts. Saturday Shake-Up, wie ook al dit is, 411, whoever it is, the host, please come through and meet up with us. No nie kom bladskit nie, touch it, yeah. Touch iemand's elm ankle and just touch base with people. So yeah, we'll see you there later on.
Yes.
Sister Livo, I think today was jam-packed. Ons het so min gehad om te sê ek en jy.
Weet jy, ons, as ons kon die hele dag gehad en dan tikkie gemein nie.
Ja.
Dit is so amazing om sulke goeie familie te het. En ons is nog steeds part of the ALM family, remember?
I love that. Yes. I absolutely love that. And family, yeah, may that grow. May that grow in leaps and bounds.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, coming up next, we have The Voice, Dr. V. His name is Veli, but I have substituted the V with voice. Okay. So stay with Poort FM. We have good stuff coming up for you still the rest of the day. We have Dr. Veli up next from 9 to 12. And then coming later on. So this is Soul Sundays here on Poort FM. So we have DJ Black coming through with his tunes. We have... The jazz joined us also yes. today. So please stay with us. Jehani, ek is baie lief vir die ander mense en ek weet daar's miskien 'n paar mense van Johannesburg wat inluister. Jehani, 'n community stasie soos die kry nie. Ek wil nie snaaks as jy maar Poort FM is op 'n serious level. So my closing remark, Poort bo.
Yes.
Once again, a shout out to the management that are doing a phenomenal job. Family, stay with us, grow with us. Things are happening. It's going to be beautiful, 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 beautiful. So yeah, I want to play out this morning with another local artist. Ek wil vir Colin Skye gespeel het, maar die tyd is so ver verstryk. Ooh, kan iemand daai woord neerskryf?
die Afrikaans, nee.
So yeah, we're going to play out with Neville D. Hey, haal my uit die modder uit, because that's what God can do.
Oh ja,
as jy in die modderige sonde is, gee die Here die geleentheid om jou uit te haal. So Stelivo, last message to the family.
You know what, just on that note, I'm thinking of the English version. He took me out of the miry clay.
Yes.
And he placed my feet Amen. On a solid rock. So yes, all the Poortkies listeners and everyone tuning in, listening, may you all have a super anointed new season. It's a season of blessings and prosperity. And may God richly bless you into this new week. Have an awesome day. Stay tuned into Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.
Much love, family. The Here is Sien. Love you. God bless. Bye-bye.